Last week, family man Michael Greenland revealed secrets that nearly destroyed his marriage.
Would you say your wife is the most attractive woman you ever dated?
No.
Are you sexually attracted to any of your wife's sisters?
Yes.
And a surprise visit from his estranged father drove him to tears.
Do you think that I still love you?
Yes, I do.
To win $100,000, he answered yes to a question that almost ruined his marriage.
Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives?
Yes.
Tonight, Lisette Gonzalez is the woman that may go further than any other. But in order to become our biggest winner,
$500,000.
She'll leave a trail of tragedy behind her. She devastates her mother.
Have you ever had sexual relations with someone in an effort to further your career?
Crushes her friend.
Would you trust your boyfriend Derek to be home alone with your friend Diana?
And destroys her relationship.
Have you ever regretted breaking up with me?
Yes.
Even if she is our biggest winner, everyone in her family will lose.
Have you ever considered getting pregnant just to get Derek to marry you?
Oh my God.
Tonight, the only thing that separates a person from $500,000 is 21 questions and their ability to answer each one of these questions with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is there an honest person left in America? The time has come to face the moment of truth. Show, all of our participants have undergone a rigorous polygraph exam. They don't know the results of that test, but if they tell the truth, they can win up to $500,000. And if they feel they may not have been truthful during the polygraph test, they can change their answers tonight. So let's meet our first participant.
Lisette Gonzalez is a 30-year-old restaurant hostess from New York City. She was raised in Puerto Rico with her two brothers. She has been in a relationship with her boyfriend for 2 years. She was asked over 50 questions by a polygraph examiner. 21 have been chosen for tonight.
Lisette Gonzalez, this is your moment of truth. Welcome to the show, Lisette.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Have a seat, make yourself comfortable. You seem very confident coming in here. Are you a little bit nervous?
I'm anxious, but not nervous.
I don't blame you for being a little bit anxious. Are you going to be able to tell the truth in front of all of America tonight?
I sure hope so.
Good. You said there are 6 levels of questioning. The further you go, the harder the questions get. And as you can see, the more money there is for you to win. You can quit at any time and take the money. But once you hear a question, you have to answer that question. And remember, you get caught in a lie. Even one time, you lose absolutely everything and the game is over. All right?
All right.
You're not only telling the truth in front of all of America tonight, you're also telling it in front of your family and friends who have come to support you. Let's find out who's here with you tonight.
I'm Derek, Lisette's boyfriend.
I'm Alejandra, Lisette's mother.
I'm Diana, I'm Lisette's friend.
Glad to have all three of you here. Almost more nerve-wracking to be on the couch than in this chair, don't you think?
Almost.
Yes.
Almost.
Are you up for this?
Yes.
Lisette?
Yes.
Then let's begin. Lisette, level 1, which is where you are now, has 6 questions. If you answer all 6 of those questions truthfully, you win $10,000.
Good deal.
Easy game, right?
Easy.
Now, I know you've been asked a lot of questions, so if you're ever concerned about the answers that you gave on your polygraph, you can change them tonight. Okay?
Okay.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. So do you.
Oh, thanks. Have you always been a natural beauty?
From the inside out.
Just the way God made you.
Yes.
Question one.
Here we go.
Do your breast implants make you feel more powerful? Boy, we're right out of the box, aren't we?
Yeah.
I would have never known had it not been written on this card.
They look natural, don't they?
I've only looked at your eyes since it started. I don't know what you're talking about. But the question does remain, do your breast implants make you feel more powerful?
Yes, they do.
That answer is true.
Derek, can you feel the power all the way over there?
Yes, I can.
That's one truthful answer, and if this is how we're starting, I'm fearful of where we're going.
All the way up.
Okay, well, I hope so, and I'll be here to help you get there as far as you'd like to go. One question is truthful, five more, you get $10,000. Tell me about your job. What do you do?
Well, I've been modeling for 10 years, but I'm also a hostess during the night in a restaurant.
In New York?
In New York, Manhattan.
It's very competitive.
Extremely.
Yeah. Question two. While working at a restaurant, have you brushed your chest against a customer to get a bigger tip?
No.
No.
That answer is true.
Two truthful answers, four more, and you win $10,000. What kind of relationship do you have with your mom, Alejandra?
Well, she's my best friend, and she's very sad that I moved and I left her in Puerto Rico, so we're very close. We call each other like five times a day.
Yeah.
Question three. Have you deliberately manipulated your mother into thinking you were a virgin?
Cover your ears. Yes.
That answer is true.
How old are you, Lisette?
You don't ask that in public.
You don't have to answer. Did you, up until this moment, did you think that she was a virgin?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. She is, I'm sure.
You're sure she is?
Oh, yes. I am sure.
I am.
Oh, yes.
Keep me out of this one.
I'm trying to keep you out of this one, Derek.
Keep me out of this one.
Your manipulation has worked.
Mark.
Yes, ma'am?
Next question.
Three truthful answers, three more. You'll have six. That'll be $10,000. Mom, Derek, and Diana, sitting over there, I just want to let you know that you are involved. Obviously, we've already had a question that relates to you, Alejandra. If there's a question that you don't want to hear the answer to, as you know, that's what that button's for. Reach over, hit that button. We'll replace that question with a new one. You can only do it once, though, okay?
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know.
Sure.
Three questions down. Should we continue?
Of course.
Okay. Was your family religious growing up?
Yes, we went to Catholic church. Yes, we pray, we read the Bible, and we know God is on our side.
Question four. During confession, have you ever lied to a priest? Alejandra, do you think you know what the answer is to this?
Oh, yes.
The answer is?
No.
Your virtuous daughter would never lie to a priest, right?
Uh-huh.
No.
No.
That answer is true.
You know your daughter, Alejandra. Four truthful answers, two more, $10,000. Hey, what's the fun of confession if you can't tell the truth, right? That's the whole point, right?
Yeah, it's like lying to God.
Wow. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I am right.
You're very confident, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're pretty sure you're gonna make it through 21 questions, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You seem like the kind of girl, if you want something, you get it, don't you?
Yes.
Every time, huh?
Every single one.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
No doubt.
Question 5. Have you ever sent naked photos of yourself to a magazine?
Yes.
That answer is true.
That's 5 truthful answers. We've learned a lot about you already. Did you know this, Mom? You approve?
For us, nudity is not a problem. Sex is a problem.
This is your $10,000 moment of truth. Question 6. Would you be happy to look like your mother when you're her age? Your mother is wincing. The answer is on the tip of your tongue, and I need that answer after this break. We'll be right back.
Coming up, Lissette answers questions that could destroy every relationship in her life.
Have you ever had sexual relations with someone in an effort to further your career? Would you trust your boyfriend, Derek, to be home alone with your friend, Diana?
Have you ever regretted breaking up with me?
Yes.
Finally, a contestant who is willing to go all the way, no matter how many lives she ruins.
Have you ever considered getting pregnant just to get Derek to marry you?
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to the Moment of Truth. I'm here with Lissette Gonzalez, who has been forthright, completely confident, and truthful through 5 questions. I've just asked you your $10,000 Moment of Truth question. Would you be happy to look like your mother when you're her age?
No.
No, you would not be happy to look like your mother when you're her age.
That answer is true.
Lissette, congratulations. You've just won
$10,000.
Yes. Good for you.
Yes.
Wait, sit down. 6 truthful answers get you $10,000. We'll talk about what you want to do in a moment. But Alejandro, did you hear that answer?
Yes, I did.
And how do you feel?
She's always telling me to do exercise so I don't look like her.
Derek, you know what they say when you're dating someone. You look at their parents and you look at their mother and you know basically, yes. Would you be happy if years down the line?
I'm not in the hot seat. I plead the 5th.
You're not in the hot seat? How old are you, Derek? Younger than me. Let me explain something. When you're not on the lie detector, this is when you lie.
Okay,
right here. I would be thrilled if she looked like my mother-in-law to
be. Absolutely.
Yes, I would be thrilled with that. That's the right answer.
Okay.
It's a gift from me to you. Okay. So with every question from this point on, the game has changed because you now have money.
Right.
Every question from this point, you're risking money. One lie, you lose the $10,000. Is $10,000 what you came here for, or did you hope for more?
$500,000.
So then I'm not going to waste your time asking you whether you want to go or stay.
I'm going up.
Let's go for it. The next level, the second round. There are 5 questions. Answer them truthfully, you win $25,000. We flew your mom in from Puerto Rico. Long trip. Glad you're here. Glad the two of you are here together. It must be great to see her. Yes?
Yes, yeah? Always.
Question 7. Are you secretly happy that your mother lives far away?
Yes.
That answer is true.
She still loves you the same. That's 7 truthful answers. On your way to $25,000.
That doesn't mean I don't love her.
No. Just means...
I love her very much.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a time in your life where you have to grow and you have to leave. And I think I spent a lot of years with her and my family, and it was time for me to be alone.
Gonna get a little bit more personal now.
I can tell.
When was the last time you talked to your father?
I don't know. Christmas?
I would take you, you're closer to your mother than you are with your
father. Yeah, much closer. Well, my relationship with my father is more like a friendship than a father-daughter. He's a big kid, so he really never grew up. But it doesn't mean I don't love him. I just don't feel as connected to him as I do with my mother.
Question 8. If your father were gravely ill, would you move back to Puerto Rico to take care of him?
No.
That answer is true.
Eight questions down, 8 truthful. Getting closer to $25,000. Derek, you have a very strong girlfriend. Powerful, confident, direct. Who would you say wears the pants in your relationship?
It's a 50-50 split.
It's a 50-50 split. And are you also from Puerto Rico?
No, I'm American.
Question 9. Do you believe Caucasian men are easier to control than Hispanic men? An answer yet. I'll be right back, right after this.
Coming up, Lissette answers questions that could destroy every relationship in her life.
Have you ever had sexual relations with someone in an effort to further your career? Would you trust your boyfriend, Derek, to be home alone with your friend, Diana?
Have you ever regretted breaking up with me?
Yes.
Finally, a contestant who is willing to go all the way, no matter how many lives she ruins.
Have you ever considered getting pregnant just to get Derek to marry you?
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to the Moment of Truth. Before the break, I asked you this question. Do you believe Caucasian men are easier to control than Hispanic men?
Yes.
Yes.
That answer is true.
So, Lissette, when Derek says it's 50-50 on wearing the pants, are you letting him believe he gets to wear them half the time?
I just let him pretend like he can.
Do you think it's true? Caucasian guys are easier to control? Are you easier to control?
I don't have to control him.
Except you didn't let him answer the question I just asked.
Thank you. with you, Mark.
I think she just answered your question for you.
She answered the question for us both,
yes,
right?
Yes, for both of us.
9 truthful answers. Question 10 is right here. You need 2 more to get to $25,000. I just want to remind you, you can stop at any time and protect that $10,000. Also, you've got a button there you can use if you don't like the question. Would you say you're a passionate person?
Extremely.
Derek?
Yes.
Yes? Diana?
Very.
Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
Yes. Question 10. Have you ever been physically violent with a boyfriend?
Yes.
That answer is... true.
That's 10 truthful. One more, $25,000. Derek, you're a big guy. Did you ever beat up on you?
Once in a while.
Once in a while?
I'm only aggressive if you're aggressive with me. I have to defend myself.
Right.
You
know?
She's a tough broad.
I'm getting that.
Yeah.
Getting that. Diana's still very quiet over there. I don't know if you'll be so quiet after this question,
okay.
Diana.
I knew him. I knew him.
I didn't want you to feel left out.
Okay.
Right.
How long have you and Diana known each other?
Almost 2 years.
2 years.
Good friend.
Very good friend.
Beautiful friend.
Amazingly beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is a $25,000 moment of truth. Question 11. Would you trust your boyfriend, Derek, to be home alone with your friend, Diana?
Coming up, Lisette Gonzalez is willing to go all the way. And she'll stop at nothing to get there.
Have you ever had sexual relations with someone in an effort to further your career?
Have you ever regretted breaking up with me?
Yes.
Is your former boyfriend, David, a better lover than Derek?
To win it all, she'll be forced to reveal secrets that could destroy every relationship in her life.
Have you ever considered getting pregnant just to get Derek to marry you?
Oh, my God.
How long have you and Diana known each other?
Almost 2 years.
2 years.
Good friend.
Very good friend.
Beautiful friend.
Amazingly beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This is a $25,000 moment of truth. Question 11. Would you trust your boyfriend, Derek, to be home alone with your friend, Diana? Should she trust you to be home alone with Derek? Yes?
Definitely.
Okay, but she's never been under the polygraph, so the question is you. Question 11, would you trust your boyfriend, Derek, to be home alone with your friend, Diana?
No.
That answer is true.
Just won $25,000.
Thank you.
Good job. You make it look easy. $25,000, and you're more than halfway to $500,000. Now, you wouldn't trust Derek to be home alone with Diana. Is it that you don't trust Diana, or is it that you don't trust Derek?
The only woman I trust my boyfriend alone with is my mother.
Is that about something he's done, or is it about something in you?
Is that a question that I will win money on? And I'm not answering?
Is it a question you're afraid to answer?
Maybe, maybe not.
Guess we'll never know. Apparently, those Caucasian boys aren't completely controllable, are they? $25,000. Now a bigger decision. If you walk away now, you've got $25,000, which is a lot of money, okay? If you continue, if you choose to continue, four more questions, four times the money if you get there. Next level brings you to $100,000. It's the most money we've given away on this program. You might just be the kind of girl that can go beyond that.
I think so.
You certainly don't have any fear of telling the truth.
No.
But it's trickier than that. So, are we gonna continue, or are we gonna stop with $25,000?
Let's continue.
Okay. Then we'll continue. What kind of work does your boyfriend Derek do?
He's in internet marketing sales. He has his own business.
He has his own business. Great. Going well?
That's going well.
Question 12. Do you think your boyfriend Derek has ever been unfaithful to you while away on a business trip? You've already mentioned that you're concerned leaving him home alone with your best friend, even though he says there's no reason to be worried about that.
Yes.
Yes.
That answer is true.
That's number 12. Congratulations. Doing well. Derek, she basically believes that you have cheated on her while out of town. She didn't say you have cheated. She says she believes that you have been unfaithful while on a business trip. What do you say to that?
I say false.
It's false.
That answer is false.
Has there been any reason that she would believe that you would have been unfaithful?
No answer.
No answer.
Once again.
I know the truth.
You know the truth?
Yes. But if he does it again, it's over.
You have 12 truthful answers. Some of them were easy, but some of them, like this last one, is pretty revealing. You want to move on? Question 13 is going to be a tough one.
I'm moving on.
Okay. Before we move on, I will let you know that question 13 is not going to be asked by me. It's going to be asked by a special guest. Do you want to hear it?
Of course it is. Yes, I have to.
You really don't have to.
Yeah, I'm winning the $500,000.
Well, then you have to.
Of course.
All right, let's bring out our special guest with question 13 right now. Our special guest right here, can you tell everybody who this is?
My first boyfriend, David.
David?
What's up, Seth? How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good meeting
you. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Can't win money on this question, but if you lie, you lose $25,000.
Right.
All right, David, question 13.
Have you ever regretted breaking up with me?
Coming up, Lisette Gonzalez is willing to go all the way, and she'll stop at nothing to get there.
Have you ever had sexual relations with someone in an effort to further your career? Is your former boyfriend, David, a better lover than Derek?
To win it all, she'll be forced to reveal secrets that could destroy every relationship in her life.
Have you ever considered getting pregnant just to get Derek to marry you?
Oh, my God.
You want to move on? Question 13 is going to be a tough one.
I'm moving on.
Okay. Before we move on, I will let you know that question 13 is not going to be asked by me. It's going to be asked by a special guest. Do you want to hear it?
Of course it is. Yes, I have to.
You really don't have to.
Yeah, I'm winning the $500,000.
Well, then you have to.
Of course.
All right, let's bring out our special guest with question 13 right now. Our special guest right here, can you tell everybody who this is?
My first boyfriend, David.
David.
Seth Lissette, how are you?
Love the show.
Thank you. Good meeting you.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Can't win money on this question, but if you lie, you lose $25,000.
Right.
All right, David. Question 13.
Have you ever regretted breaking up with me?
That answer is true.
Well, congratulations, that's your 13th tuple answer. How long did you two go out?
We went out for 2 years, but we had, you know, a very special thing. He was a great man.
David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you being part of the program.
Thank you.
Nothing really makes you feel uncomfortable, does it?
No.
Derek, did you know about David?
I knew that he was her ex, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Did that make you uncomfortable at all?
A little bit, yeah, sure.
Okay, you have 13 truthful answers. I want to see you win $100,000. I really do. If that's what you want, I want you to do it. Right here in my hand are questions 14 and questions 15, and they're both tough. Maybe not for you, but I would think they're tough. You can stop now and protect your $25,000. Not a chance, is it? Okay, are we ready? Button still in play. Question 14. Have you ever considered getting pregnant just to get Derek to marry you?
Oh, my God.
Which would be difficult to do if you're a virgin.
Exactly.
That answer is true.
That's 14 truthful answers. It's already been somewhat of a roller coaster. We had your ex-boyfriend David here. Derek has revealed some things, and you know, you have been forthright about some things.
I think the only one who could judge me is God, so.
Well said, well said. Question 15 is worth $100,000. You have to know that I'm gonna ask something pretty juicy to get $100,000, right?
Right.
Derek, you ready for this? Question 15, for $100,000. Is your former boyfriend David a better lover than Derek?
No contestant has ever won more than $100,000 on the moment of truth. Some have tried and failed.
That answer is false.
For most, $100,000 has been too much to risk.
I'm gonna take the money.
Will anything stop Lissette Gonzalez? She's already answered questions that have devastated her friends and family.
Are you secretly happy that your mother lives far away?
Yes.
Would you trust your boyfriend Derek to be home alone with your friend Diana?
No.
Have you ever regretted breaking up with me?
Yes.
But to win the $500,000, she'll leave her family and friends in ruins.
Have you ever had sexual relations with someone in an effort to further your career? Question 15 is worth $100,000. You have to know that I'm going to ask something pretty juicy to get $100,000, right?
Right.
Derek, you ready for this? Question 15. For $100,000. Is your former boyfriend, David, a better lover than Derek? You don't really care about the money. You're just a better lover, huh, Derek?
That's right.
I don't want you to be lulled into a false sense of confidence. Truthfully, you've answered 15 questions, and if you look at the board, the next level is $200,000, and you only have to answer three. You've answered 15. I'm here to tell you, so that you know, that while you may be the one who can make it to $500,000, I have tried, but I have never given away more than $100,000. I've had people go beyond $100,000, but they've lost it. Sometimes on questions that seem so easy, I can't believe that was the one that caught it. Okay? So I have to ask you, and I know that I've warned you, are you going to lose $100,000 by going on and getting caught in a lie? Are you going to stop and walk away with $100,000? Or are you the one that can make it further? See, you know the questions you've been asked. You know the answers that you've given. But you don't know the results, and I don't know the results.
I have an angel right here, so I'm going up.
Derek, anything you want to tell her? Do you want her to go on or to stay?
What do you think? Want to try one more round? Okay. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Be careful.
Be careful.
When it comes to your career as a model, do you have clear-cut goals of what you'd like to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cutthroat business.
It is.
Question 16. Have you ever had sexual relations with someone in an effort to further your career? Determined that that answer was a deceptive answer. Fortunately, you've lost the $100,000. Why do you think this came up as a lie? For no ambiguous reason, the polygraph examiner determined that your answer to this question was, in fact, not truthful. And so I have to say, Lisette, you're a lovely girl, and I really had hopes of giving you a lot of money, but unfortunately, that comes up as a lie, and we have to say goodbye. I'm sorry about that. I'm really sorry. Thank you all for being here. You can go ahead and talk to your family if you want. Well, unfortunately for Lisette, that question came up as a lie, and she leaves here with no money. It's all the time we have. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time with somebody new in that chair right here on The Moment of Truth. Until then, goodbye, folks. Be well.
Get ready for the episode you cannot miss. Next week, fight promoter Paul Schoen will crush his family and girlfriend with revelations so shocking, they'll be devastated forever.
Do you think you could ever be faithful to just one woman?
No.
Do you keep a spreadsheet of all the women that you have had sexual relations with?
Yes.
Have you ever been paid for sex?
Yes.
Get ready for our most shocking episode yet.
Have you had sexual relations with over 100 women?
Oh, my God.